Somebody ought to give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to turn to the book of Acts. You're probably already there. We're going to go to book Acts, the 19th, chapter 19, and verse 1 through 6. You have it, would you say amen? And then we're going to backtrack to the first and second chapter of Acts. We're just going to be in Acts today. That's the only book we're going to be in today. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I say unto everybody here, keep the focus. Don't get barricaded in other people's issues and problems. Amen. Because people got issues and problems. Everybody got to deal with their own issues and problems. Don't let their problems get on you and distract you and slow your race down. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. No matter who's here, who's not here, amen. Can't get so caught up into it, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 19, verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, having passed through the upper coast. Let me read that again. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Verse 5. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can somebody say, in Jesus' name?
In Jesus' name.
And when Paul had laid hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. I want you to go back to chapter 1 in verse 8. When you have that, would you say amen? Acts chapter 1 and verse 8.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. I want you to skip over one chapter to chapter 2. Chapter 2 and verse 38 and 39. When you have that, would you say amen?
Amen.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be ye baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Can somebody say Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
For the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We want to talk about today a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Amen.
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Back in the Bible. Amen. Paul was meeting some people, had met some people that did believe on the baptism of John the Baptist. Amen. They believed in. Amen. They believed, but they had not received the Holy Ghost. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost? Amen. You know, some people believe on Jesus. They believe that, amen, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and said, then, you know, a lot of people that sleep stay right there, say, then you're saved. Amen. And they don't take the people no further. Amen. But you actually need power in your life to live a saved life. Amen.
Amen.
And he went on to say, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe. And they said unto him, we have not much as heard if there be any Holy Ghost. Some people don't know anything about the Holy Ghost. They never heard of it before. Which the Holy Ghost is nothing but the Spirit of God. Amen. That comes to live and abide within you. Amen. And he began to ask, he said, what then were you baptized? They said, we was baptized unto John. Amen. And he began on to explain to them that there was one coming greater than John. And his name was Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And the Bible said, whatever we say in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ was the one that died on the cross for your and my sins. Amen. Amen. And after he was resurrected from the dead, amen, he said, all power is given unto me. Amen. Amen. He even said, you can lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. If you do it in the name of Jesus. Not do it in your name, not in somebody else's name, but do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is coming. You cannot stop sinning without the Holy Ghost. You cannot stop sinning without the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost comes to lead you. It comes to lead you. And God, it's not just for speaking in tongue only, but it comes to lead you and it comes to guide you into all truth. Amen. You might be going one way or the wrong way, and as the Spirit of God is speaking to you, say, don't go that way. Don't do this. Don't do that. Amen. Now, you can obey the Spirit of God or you can disobey the Spirit of God, but it comes to lead you and guide you. Amen. And I thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because without God's presence, without His Spirit, amen, I could be and go the wrong way in my life a long time ago. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. To receive means to, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? To receive means to accept. A lot of people say, I believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And then they tell them, they say, then you're saved. And they just leave it at that. But the Holy Ghost is a gift. It's something you don't have to work for. It's a gift. Amen. To receive means to accept something that's been offered to you, to receive it. Amen. And we know the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God that comes to live within you and comes to lead you. And God, it comes to live in your heart. When you're born of the water and you're born of the Spirit, amen, you begin to, amen, begin to receive His Spirit on the inside of you. And one of the signs that you have the Holy Ghost, you will hear yourself speaking in a heavenly language. Speaking in other tongues. You never speak in tongues. You never speak in a, that the Spirit speak to you. You never speak in tongues. I'm not going to say that you have some acknowledgement of the Lord, but you do not have the Holy Ghost like you need it. Because the Holy Ghost will come, it comes to live and abide in you, and it comes also to reprove the world of sin in your life. It comes to let you know this is wrong, don't do that, go this way. It's a good guide if you listen to it. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. Amen. And you shall receive that power is the ability to act. The power is ability, the capability. God gives you the ability and mental ability, the physical ability. He gives you the strength to do things that you really could get done in your own mindset. Amen. In other words, let's say if you used to smoke, amen, and once you get the Holy Ghost, amen, the Lord take that desire for smoking away from you. You're not going to continue to smoke. You have power to live a smoke-free life. Glory to God. If you used to drink, amen, God will wipe that, take that taste of alcohol out of your mouth and the desire for it, and you won't want to drink no more. Amen. Or whatever sins or whatever thing you used to do, you're going to not want to do that no more. And if you do it, you're going to feel very convicted and very condemned because the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you and said, no, you shouldn't have went that way. You shouldn't have done that. But God is a forgiving God. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Sometimes people, when they make mistakes and stuff, they just go and throw in the towel and say, well, forget it. The devil say, well, you might as well just quit walking with God. You made a mistake. Amen. But when you know what the Word of God say, you know, as long as you don't continue to ponder over the same thing, God is a forgiving God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. We have the one you repent. Then we repent means to ask God for forgiveness and don't do it no more. Ask God to give you the strength and power not to do it no more. Because if you was obedient to God from the first beginning, you wouldn't have done it the first time. Somebody give God the praise. But the Bible says the mercies of God are new every day. Greatest is faithfulness. Glory to God. If God said he remember our frame, amen. God knows the blunders and the stumbles that you have in your life. He knows, glory to God, that you're just flesh, amen. He knows you're subject to make mistakes. Amen. He's not going to give up on you if you don't give up on him. Somebody give God the praise. For his mercies is new every day. Great is thy faithfulness. Glory to God. God, mercy means, glory to God, something that you don't deserve and it's something that I don't deserve. Glory to God. God, hallelujah. God could have penalized me from doing this. He could have penalized you for doing that. Glory to God. But because you said, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. Help me not to do it no more. He had mercy upon you. Glory to God, his mercies is new every day. Every day you wake up, you got new mercies, God, that you see. You may not have crossed every T the right way yesterday or dotted every I or did everything God wants you to do, but when you seen that you was coming short of the glory of God and you said, Lord, forgive me. I didn't pray the way that I need to pray. I didn't say that the right way. I didn't do this the right way. Lord, would you forgive me? Glory to God. The Bible said his mercies is new every day. God's not going to hold what you done yesterday against for you today if you get it right. Glory to God. But great is his faithfulness. For he's have compassion. He remember our frame.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. And I'm so glad to know that. You know, when you know the truth, the Bible says you should know the truth and the truth should make you free. When you know and understand what the word of God says, the devil will not be able to hold you in any type of bondage. When you don't know truth, you'll be held in bondage. In other words, when you don't know what the word is saying and understand what the word is saying, he can hold you captive and make you think God is not with you and he's not going to never be with you. Glory to God. But when you know, glory to God, that if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, but God don't expect you to use there's no happy horse to keep on sinning. But if you make a fault or you make a mistake, you brush your pants off, you shake your hands off, and you say, Lord, forgive me, let me get up and run and not do this thing again. And great is his faithfulness.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. It said, and you shall receive power. In other words, you shall receive overcoming power. Power to overcome anything. God give, when he give you the Holy Ghost, you can overcome anything. When God give you the Holy Ghost, you can come overcome obstacles that you didn't think you can get through. You can begin to look right, think about it in your life, the circumstances and things that you had got through that you know if it wasn't for the Lord, you would have never got through it.
Amen.
You shall receive power, amen, the ability to act, amen. He will give you mental ability, amen, to act upon things that you couldn't do in the natural. He'll give you physical ability, amen. He'll give you ability to go through challenges that grow in this life that you couldn't get through without his help. Somebody ought to say amen. And it said, yes, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Ghost has to come upon you. Amen. For you to receive that power. Somebody that don't have the Holy Ghost don't have the same power as somebody that has the Holy Ghost. But see, sometimes if you don't stay in your word, or you don't read the words, you don't study the words, you don't be faithful and come to church to hear the word, you won't know what you have. You can have a book full of power and never know what you have. Amen. You can have possession. Somebody can left you, amen, a lot of money. But if you don't have the knowledge that you have that money, you that money just sit there. Amen. You got to know what's in that word. Amen. You got to know this word is power. You got to know that God said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you want. That word has to come up alive off the pages of the book, and it got to come real in your soul where you believe what you want. If we would do more of that, we would be conquering the devil like I don't know what. Every time he throws something at us, we get in the word and say, what the Lord got to say about that? And you say, devil, you a liar. God said that. And you'll override every obstacle. But we don't believe the word like that. We read it and it stays right there in the book. We think it's for somebody else. It's for you. Somebody give God a praise. I was hearing this minister was saying, Amen. He was saying that how when he had to counsel with people and different things like that. And he said, more people, they got issues and things, they come to him and they tell him about their problems and stuff. And he said that he, especially when they've been walking with God for a while, he said he just pick out right then. They have not been to the word. They have not went to the word to see what God had to say about this situation, else they would not be agreeing with their circumstances. Amen. He said they being gloom and doom, they believing everything what the devil said, and they not believing nothing what God said, because they have not went to the word, and if they went to the word, they don't believe what they read. In order for this word to work for you, in order for this word to work for me, you have got to believe it. Amen. Because the Bible speaks about the word has to be mixed with faith. I don't care how much Bible scholar you are, or how long you've been a Bible scholar. If you don't believe what you read, it will not work for you. But the word has to be mixed with faith. And you can't have all spirit and no word either. They both work together. They're power when they work together. You have got to believe what you read. You got to believe it's not just to stay in the Bible. It's for me today. Amen. And you got to believe and keep confessing it till it happened. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. You shall receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. It said, you shall receive the Holy Ghost after, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in the Samaria and to the utmost part of the earth. God don't save us just to save us and keep it all to ourselves. God will make you a witness. Amen. A witness is somebody that can identify, amen, what's going on. If there was a car accident out here and there was a witness over there, and they got somebody that's seen what happened. They're a witness, amen. If God has came in your life and saved you and given you the Holy Ghost, you can tell somebody else that is real. And you can tell somebody else, yes, I speak in tongues. I speak in a heavenly language. I don't know what I'm saying. It's unto God. It's not for me to know. I'm edified by the Spirit of God, and I speak into a heavenly language, and I know God's Spirit is real. How many of you today know that God is real? You never seen Him, but you know that it's real. Can I see your hands in here?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Says you should be witnesses. God wants us to tell somebody else about His goodness. Amen. Well, He wants to use your hands. He wants to use your eyes. He wants to use you, amen, how to transport His word, translate, amen, what great God is. God is a healer. God is a way maker. God, how He make provisions for me. You got testimonies after testimony to tell somebody what the Lord has done. Somebody give God the praise. God don't, amen, save you, amen, for you to keep it all to yourself. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says, amen. Glory to God. In the next chapter, Acts 2 and 38. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then Peter said unto them, repent. He gave them instructions. First he asked them, had you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we have not even heard of, even there even been a Holy Ghost. You got people in the world today, what do you mean the Holy Ghost? Never heard of that before. So you explained it to them. After he explained it to them, he told them what the Holy Ghost was. He told them how John baptized with baptism. John, and you know, baptized with water into repentance. But he said there was one coming after John was going to finish the job off. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the remission, for the removal. Remission means for the remove your sins. You can't get your sins removed without, amen, the baptism in Jesus' name and the Holy Ghost. They were sick right on you. You need them washed away. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus for the removal and the remission of your sins, and then you receive the Holy Ghost. But sometimes the Holy Ghost can fall on you before you get the baptism, the literal baptism. I got the Holy Ghost at my home church, speaking in tongues before I actually was baptized in water. Amen? It don't matter which way it goes, as long as it comes. But you need that. Baptized is like a death burial. In the spirit, that means you're getting your sins washed away. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Anybody got the sins washed away today? Somebody give God a praise. If you don't have that, you need your sins washed away. You need to be remitted, and you need it, and it to be done in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, those are titles. But in the name of Jesus, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. They don't preach it like that today. That's why they got a lot of mess up in the church. A lot of people ain't slipping and missing and ain't getting like, get it all right. Amen. I preached on this. If God give it to me, this is not something I just ride on. I'm a kind of minister. I done gone past the principles of the doctrine. I'm going on to perfection. I'm not a bunch of rules and regulations, but I will go back to the foundation whenever God had me to. Amen. Glory to God. You go which way the Spirit give you when you're preaching. Somebody give God the praise. I don't preach what I want to preach. I preach what God would have me to preach. Somebody give God the praise. And say, then he said unto you, to them, repent. Repent means to change one's mind. Repent means to turn away from. Repent don't mean I do this and then I do it again because I know God can forgive me. I'm meditating that I'm going to do it again on purpose. Repent means I'm sorry. And Lord, help me not to do that again. I'm not going to say that you won't, but if your heart is right, God going to help you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. It means to change one's mind. It means I see that this is wrong. I know it's wrong. And I'm going to walk away from it. And this time, I'm going to listen to God. Because if I listened to God the first time, I wouldn't have went there the first time. Somebody give God the praise. Repent and say, and you shall, it say, repent. In Acts 2 and 38, it said, then Peter said unto them, repent. Tell them repent first. What's the use of baptizing folks if they ain't repented? Somebody say to go down a dry devil, come back up a wet one. What's the use of baptizing people if they don't have a change of mind and heart? Amen. Repent means to turn away. Lord, forgive me for my sins. And when you're really sorry for something, you're not sorry that you got caught. You just sorry, feel sad in your heart because you want to please the Lord. We all can relate to things that in our life that we didn't cross every T right, we didn't dot every I right, and we felt bad about it, and it bothers us, and bothers us because we really want to please the Lord. Amen. I'm not as much as concerned about what you think about me, what you think about me, what you think about. I'm more concerned about what God thinks about me. I want to have a clean, straight slate with God. Whether you see me or not, whatever I do, whether you see my secrets or any shortcomings, I don't care about what you see. I'm concerned about what God sees because God's all seeing eye. Amen. God's one to have a heaven and hell to put me in. You don't. Amen. So I'm concerned about what he sees about me. I'm concerned about my shortcomings. And so when you get concerned about, you won't be so easy to do the same thing over again. Somebody give God a praise. Peter said unto them, repent. In other words, turn away from your sins. And be baptized, every one of you, in whose name? You didn't hear them say, be baptized in John the Baptist's name. It said, in the name of what? Jesus. And he said, and he didn't say, he didn't leave him stuck there. He didn't just say, be baptized in the name of Jesus. He told him why. He said, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission, for the removal of your sins. Amen. You need your sins washed away. Amen. And you shall receive the gift. The Holy Ghost is a gift. I mean, you don't have to work for it or nothing like that. You just have to receive it. That's when I reach out with people, I say, just open up and just let God speak through you. It's a gift. All you got to do is just start praising. He'll just take over and just begin to speak through your heavenly language. You know, he's speaking through you, amen, to the Father to edify you, to help you. That's why you need to do it as much as you can. You don't figure it's not for you. Somebody say, well, why do you do it? Because you don't understand what you're saying. You're not supposed to understand what you're saying. You're speaking unto God. Amen. And you've been edified yourself. And it says, then Peter said unto them, repent And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission or removal of sins. And you shall. He didn't say you might. He said you are guaranteed to receive the Holy Ghost. And he said, for the promise is unto you and unto your children and unto all that are off far, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God is saying this same promise is not just for you. It's for your children. And for so many down the road, as many as God will call. This gift is not just for you. It's for you and it's for your children. And for many as the Lord shall call. Amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Some people say, I believe. But you just, the Bible says you should know them by their fruit. If you believe, amen, you're going to receive. If you believe, you're going to receive, amen. And one of the signs of the Holy Ghost, it's not the only sign, but one of the main signs of the Holy Ghost is you will speak in a heavenly language, amen. And it's not, amen, the gifts of the Spirit. See, some people don't know. You got people, the scholars, they think they put it all in one. These kind of tongues, is you speaking unto the Lord. Amen. You're speaking in a heavenly language. Amen. You're praying to the Father in a heavenly language. The gifts of the Spirit, that's a whole nother thing. It's still governed by the same Spirit, but it's, amen, it's the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. The gifts of tongues, we'll get into that sometime. Gifts of the tongue, it's like, you know, you prophesy. You prophesy if you have the understanding of God, what God has given you in the Spirit. Amen. We won't talk about that today. That's a different story. But some people equate the gifts of tongues and say, well, everybody don't have the gifts of tongues. Well, everybody don't prophesy. But if you have the Holy Ghost, you should have the speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God would get others. It's other tongues. It's not the gift of tongues, it's other tongues. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So, amen. Sometimes God will bring us back to the front and kind of hit on the foundation sometime because as you have new saints coming in and stuff, they need to understand, you know, back in the day, they didn't mean any harm, but they just have you tarrying really just means to wait. They have you tarrying, no doubt, till you got your mind together, so you could receive the Spirit of God. But a lot of people, they tarried and they did everything people told them to do, but they never understood what they had. And it's good to let people understand what's going on. If you're going to be speaking in tongues, even if you know, you hear yourself speaking in tongues, you want to have some kind of idea of what you're doing. Amen. Amen. I remember they didn't mean no harm. Even from me running a little child, even when my parents were here, that's what they was. Come on, get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Get on sleep and slobber and do whatever you have to do. Say Jesus here, catch Jesus there, and hold on. Stop everything. They tell you everything. Amen. They have you almost confused down there. But you say, I'm so glad that God, you know, he throughout the years, he showed me it's good to know what you're doing, why you're doing, and you will hold on to it. You will embrace it longer because you know what it is. And that's what a lot of times people, I've seen people way back in the day got the Holy Ghost, got the evidence of speaking in tongues, and then about not too long, they out to church. They don't even come to church no more. They didn't know what they had. Nobody followed them up. Nobody talked to them one-on-one and explained to them what they had and how valuable it was to keep. Just like it's very valuable to have a prayer life and to keep a prayer life. Amen. To keep that communication with the Lord. Amen. So I think we're about pretty much about done, but that's the name of the message today. The title of the message today is, Have You Received the Holy Ghost? And that word received, it means have you accepted the Holy Ghost since you believe? Since you believe what? Since you believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Some people think they say then you are saved. Do you believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead? They say yes, you're saved. Now the doors of the church is open. The doors of the church are always open. Come and shake the pastor's hand, then you're saved. That's not the truth. That's a lie. You need them sins remitted off of you. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, because really at the end of the day, when you leave that church, nobody's going to be able to help you. But if you have the Holy Ghost, if pastor ain't there, if sister and brother ain't there, the Lord gonna say, don't go there. Don't do this. Don't do that. You got the guide on the inside. All you need is the Holy Ghost. You don't need a bunch of rules and regulations of people. Put this on, put that on, wear something up to your neck, something down to your face, just sweat, and let's do all this stuff to make you saved. That's not going to make you saved. No. You just be hot.
That's it.
Not going to be saved.
That's it.
Amen. Let's do it this way, that way. I'm so glad to know the truth. The Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." See, if it set you free, you might come unset. But if it make you free, you're going to be free indeed. Amen? Made us permanently. Make you free. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. And when you have the Holy Ghost, you don't ever want to lose it.
Amen.
And God will stick with you as long as you stick with Him.
Amen.
The Bible said, grieve not the Spirit of God away. But see, you can grieve the Spirit away if you keep on doing what He tell you not to do. You keep being disobedient. You keep on. You pushing Him out. Because you listen to your flesh or listen to somebody. You don't want to hear what He got to say. So you push Him out. You can grieve. When you grieve somebody, if somebody's grieved, that means that you're making them sad.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
To be grieved, it means you. That's like you say, somebody make you, your children make you grieve. They hurt your heart. Or somebody hurts your heart. You grieve. You feel sad. You grieve. You grieve the heart of God when He's trying to help you when you disobey Him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You don't want to grieve. If you can grieve so you can grieve God so much that after a while, you know, you won't feel His presence. It's kind of move on back.
Amen.
How many know you don't want the presence of God to depart from you?
Amen.
You do that when you disobey God. You constantly disobey God. You just make up your mind, I'm not going to do what you asked me to do, Lord. And then when people grieve the Spirit of God, I'm completely away, amen, they don't have His presence no more. How many know you don't want to never lose the presence of God? Because He'll help you when nobody else won't help you.
Amen.
It's not good to lose the presence of God over anything. Don't let no man make you lose the presence of God. Don't let no woman make you lose the presence of God. Don't let nobody telling you something, some lie, make you lose the presence of God. Don't let nothing cause you to lose the presence of God. It's just not that deep.
Amen.
It ain't worth you losing your soul. Somebody give God the praise. The Lord said, how do you save yourself? Save yourself from this untoward generation. You don't hear this kind of word. People preaching on money, preaching on fame, and preaching on everything, but they don't tell you to save yourself. Save yourself, that means if the next person pick up their bags and leave, tell them, glory to God, you just got to go on and leave. I done been in this thing too long. I'm going to serve the Lord until the day that I die. I'm going to keep on living for the Lord. Glory to God. Because at the end of the day, none of those people and those things going to help you.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to serve the Lord to the day that I die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I heard a preacher preaching yesterday. Said if this don't work right over here and this don't work right over there. He said if they take my house and they'll have a higher. If they do this and do that, I'm going to keep on walking with God. I done came too far and I'm not going to turn back right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to press my way into the kingdom land. The Bible said take the kingdom. The Bible said the kingdom of God is self-valent and the valiant got to take it by force. When the devil get valiant with you, you got to get back valiant with him. When he tell you you're not going to make it, when he throw everything in your way trying to make you quit, you got to rise up in your spirit and pull your sleeves back and say, I'm going to fight the good fight of faith and I'm going to lay a hold on eternal life. I'm going to press my way into this kingdom of land. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say, every day I'm trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Hallelujah. I'm fighting with everything I got within me. Anybody in a fight this morning? Hallelujah. I'm fighting with everything to give me. I'm fighting the lies and the whispers of the enemy. I'm fighting depression. I'm fighting discouragement. I'm fighting everything that the devil threw in my way. I will live and shall not die. I'm going to declare the works of Jesus Christ. If I don't quit, glory to God, God won't quit. I said, if I don't quit, God won't quit. Heart of a Hosea. Somebody give God the praise. I don't care if somebody don't want to hear the preaching of the word. I don't pray if this one don't hear, don't want to get their life right. I'm going to keep on preaching for the Lord. I'm going to keep on doing God's will, because God has been too good to me for me to go an opposite way. Somebody give God the praise. I love Hosea. Somebody stand to your feet and give God the praise. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. Glory to God. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise Him. Glory to God. Come on and praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Holly, someone wave your hand to the Lord. Holly, close your eyes. Lift your hand.